And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Wesley, our buddy Wesley, has been popping in the chat every day and giving us a completely unrequested countdown to the Tyson Paul thing.
Giving doesn't require a request. You do it out of the abundance of your heart. And thank you, Wesley. I appreciate it.
You know, if I walk up and I give somebody a punch in the gut without it being requested, that's a bad thing. All right? It's a bad thing. I am trying
especially
to figure out.
Especially if they're Harry Houdini, because they'll die like a couple days later.
Well, he got hit with a cannonball. I'm not quite there.
No. Someone punched him, and that's why he died.
Oh, that's right. The cannonball thing was like his big stunt.
He wasn't ready for it, so he didn't brace himself.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what boring-ass monotonous thing do I want to do instead of watch that fight? I think I might. I haven't decided yet.
Well, baseball will be over by then, so, I mean, you know.
I might just take, like, one swipe of paint and put it on a wall somewhere. I might literally watch paint dry instead of watching this.
You know what? I'm in the middle of a painting project. If you would like to come over and help finish that project, you can finish painting my kitchen, and then you can watch it dry.
I do not want to paint. I would rather just watch paint dry. In fact, I may ask the wife, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you dip that paintbrush into that thing of paint and just go across a canvas, and I'm just going to watch that paint dry.
Wow.
I
tried to facilitate, and you just, it's your scenario. I tried to help you out. So not only would you be able to watch paint dry, but you'd be able to help someone out who needs help.
No, because you keep trying to make this Paul Tyson thing worse. It's not happening. All right?
I'm just legitimately very interested in it because I want to see Mike Tyson knock him out.
He's not going to.
I would think that you would want to see that too.
I'll make you a lunch bet right now. Nobody goes to sleep in this fight. Want to make that lunch bet? I will take you back for pizza round two.
All right, so here's the thing.
Nobody's going to sleep in that fight.
I think you need to clarify, go to sleep.
Knocked out.
Because if it's on as late as some fights are, there's a bunch of people going to sleep and watching it the next day.
Yeah, you know who should? Mike, because he's 60. It's past your bedtime, Michael.
What is your bedtime?
You got pigeons to get up and feed, bud.
What's a bedtime for a 60-year-old?
I don't know. I'm not there yet.
Well, I mean, you obviously have some ideas. I want to know, as I'm approaching 60, I want to know what my bedtime is.
I don't know. It was meant, Alonzo, this is going to shock you, as a joke. Because Mike Tyson's a grandfather, or at least old enough to be one. This is not a boxing match. This is a money grab and nothing more.
Let him live, Rob. Apparently, you think once you reach a certain age, you should not live. And if living for him is boxing, then he should box.
No!
Yes, he should.
No! Lonzo, no! Here's the problem. You know what? It's not that he is boxing. You're right. If he wants to wake up every day and take his big ass down to the gym and pop into a ring and spar a little bit, okay.
All right, so you're implying he's fat. I mean,
he's big. He's still a thick S of a B.
Yeah, he is.
He's still stout. I'm going to tell you straight up, Mike Tyson's in better shape at 60 than I've ever been in my life. And I used to be in shape. I was never Mike. All right? We all know that. Here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he's 60. And it's not even that if this was one of those like charity celebrity events and was marketed as such, I honestly might watch it. Really. If it was like one of those charity celebrity matches, I might watch it. But it's not.
You do realize it's free on Netflix, right?
I don't care.
Okay.
It's all not right. The principle of this is, here's another segment I didn't know I was doing, but whatever. Shut up. It's important. Here's the principle. The principle is everything that this Jake Paul clown goes out and does is promoted as boxing. And it's not. It's not. There are phenomenal boxing matches taking place. There are still tremendous. Canelo Alvarez just fought like 3 months ago. He's fighting again in like another three. There are still good real boxers out there.
You're kicking it worse on purpose because I pointed out that you're making that noise over there.
No, this is, listen, what I'm saying to you right now is, of all the things that I say right now, the thing I am most genuine and sincere about. The problem I have is that there are good boxers fighting legitimate boxing matches out there and doing justice to the sport. And this is getting promoted as on equal footing with that. And it's not.
Like who?
I just told you, Canelo Alvarez. It's got another title fight.
How long has Alvarez been fighting?
A number of years.
How old is he now?
Not 60.
I'm just
promise you he's not 60.
Is he close to 40?
He is still one of the best fighters. Here is the other part.
I'm just curious about his age. That's all. Because age is a thing for you, and I want to know.
Canelo's 34.
Okay, so what age should he stop?
Now, that's not how it works. You can't go, okay, when you hit 50, except with running backs in the NFL. It's not, here's the mark.
You're making it about an age, which means you've got to have in mind a certain age.
No, I don't, Lonzo. Okay. I can look at a guy. Hey, find me any 60-year-old anywhere in the history of ever that can go toe-to-toe with Canelo Alvarez. And then here's your exception. But there's not one. There's just not. If the closest you've got...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Would get his ass beat by Canelo Alvarez.
I don't think so.
Get his ass beat by Canelo Alvarez. I'm sorry. Like, I get it. I get it. And this ain't gonna... I get it that if you are close to 60, you don't want to acknowledge that you ain't the same guy you used to be. I'm 40. I ain't the same guy I was at 35.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about Mike Tyson.
No one's ever
going to be Mike Tyson.
No one at 60 is at the top of their game. That's not an insult. That's just a fact of life.
All right. Let me point something out. You've talked about how Jake Paul is not a boxer. So if he's not really a boxer, why does Tyson have to be at the top of his game to beat an amateur?
He doesn't. It's not about the boxing. It's about the money grab. We all know that what Jake Paul does in these exhibitions is they go out there, they keep it close, they don't do anything, they make a few dozen million dollars by convincing people like you that this is boxing. It's not.
All right. It's not going to cost me any more than my normal Netflix subscription to watch this.
Okay.
It will cost me a little bit of time, but I got plenty of time because I'm old.
I don't give a damn about your money in this situation. I don't.
Then why'd you say you?
Because it's the royal you. The tip of the cap you, as in everybody. Because there is this sport that I love. This art, this science, this sport that I love. And I want it to be promoted in its best form. And this ain't it. This isn't boxing. This is a way to make... I don't care about your Netflix payment. Cool. That's great. What I care about is that these dudes are going to go out there, put on a half-ass exhibition between a guy who refuses to fight real boxers and a 60-year-old grandfather, and then they are going to promote it as the sport. It's not. It's not. It's not the sport. There are so many great fighters and boxers out there that are putting on genuine, great contest in this sport. And instead of the world focusing on the best boxers doing the best boxing and putting the sport's beauty on display, I got a YouTube star and a grandfather, and that's getting the promotion. And I will acknowledge, let me say first, the folks that I criticize the most about this, it's not Lonzo who's going to watch this fight. It's not Wesley who's in here trolling me with a countdown to Tyson. That you guys aren't the problem here. The problem is boxing itself. The problem is that boxing has created this world where stuff like this works, right?
Isn't the problem also the next generation of fans who you feel are fooled by this guy? And so you're upset that these people are interested in boxing because of Jake Paul.
If a snake,
and you don't feel like it's legitimate fandom because they're not watching real boxing.
If a snake oil salesman rolls into town and tricks the town through con artistry, I don't get mad at the town. I get mad at the con artist.
And how old are you going with snake oil salesman? I mean,
I've watched a Western in my time.
I mean, how many people get that reference?
I don't get mad at the snake oil salesman for conning. I don't get mad at the town for being conned. I get mad at the snake oil salesman for conning. This is why I have aggression towards Paul and Tyson. And for the record, towards promoters in boxing. Because promoters have made it harder to make money with the great element of the sport because they'd rather put on the spectacle. And it's convinced the next generation of fans, this is Jake Paul, YouTube star, is boxing. No, it's not.
In the end, I just want to see Jake Paul get punched in the face by Mike Tyson. Whether he knocks him out or not, to me, I think I win by seeing that. And I don't see why you don't see that either.
Because what happens is Jake Paul's going to make $70 million and then he's going to go away for a couple months and then he's going to come back and he's going to be like, next up, I got Evander Holyfield. I don't care. I don't freaking
capitalism,
care.
Baby.
Sometimes capitalism's stupid, like when Jake Paul gets rich.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.